Joining us to talk about the speech later this evening and what Mr. Bush hopes to accomplish with it is NPR's senior news analyst, Daniel Shore. Dan, as we've just heard, the president plans to spend a lot more time on domestic issues. How would you describe the challenge facing Mr. Bush with this year's speech?
Well, Robert, I think you could put it this way. I think Don Gagne pretty well outlined it, but let me put it another way. He's delivering a kind of self-consciously non-campaign speech, portraying himself as the nation's leader above partisan strife. And the reasons for it are clear. The polls indicate that he has some work to do on his domestic image. In one poll, 6 out of 10 respondents say the Democrats are better able to handle domestic problems than the Republicans are. And in another remarkable poll, when you match the president against a generic, unnamed Democrat, they run almost neck and neck. So I think that, again, as Don suggested, that they decided to have this State of the Union speech a week earlier than the past two in order to change the subject as rapidly as possible from Iowa and Democrats to Republicans and security.
2 years ago, when the president made his State of the Union address, the phrase, the axis of evil, was coined.
Yeah.
And last year, a major part of the speech was devoted to building the case against Iraq. This speech is likely to differ a great deal in that regard, I would think. No?
Well, from what I understand, I haven't read the text of it, but for those who have read it, tell me it goes like this. The first two speeches were crafted in order to build towards climaxes on foreign policy matters, Iraq, terror, axis of evil, and so on. This one apparently changes the order, and it builds towards a climax on domestic themes. From national security to economic security is the way it segues. So you can expect initiatives like coping with the rising costs of health care, making the tax cuts permanent. I think he would like to do that. Return engagement for putting some Social Security money into private accounts. And remind us all along the way that this is a president at work, not a politician looking for re-election.
Last year's State of the Union included those famous 16 words, and I quote, "The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa."
Yes.
These words will still resonate for the president this coming year. You think we'll hear anything about weapons of mass destruction?
I expect that will not get a great deal of attention. He will not duck away from it. There will be references to it, but it's just a question of speechwriters who can say things that you can hardly hear because they are so soft, and other things which resound, and I think uranium will not resound.
As we heard from Don Gagne, of course, and as you've mentioned already, the State of the Union comes right after the Iowa caucuses, one night after. And I wonder whether the result, which at least for the time being has boosted the stock of Senator John Kerry and Senator John Edwards, whether that changes very much, as you see it, the political backdrop against which the president speaks.
Well, the White House was said to be wargaming a race against Howard Dean, mainly on his anti-war sentiments and so on. I think that wargaming against John Kerry, should it be John Kerry, who has a lot more arrows in his quiver and is a certified war hero himself, is going to be a much more complicated job. I imagine people are beginning to think now, how do we wargame this one? This is going to be harder.
Well, I look forward to listening to yet another State of the Union address with you, Dan. Thank you very much.
Yep, see you then.
NPR's senior news analyst, Daniel Shore.